Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say what you want in Chinese. Hi, we have Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好.
你好.
Sounds like a really important one today.
It is important, and it's just crucial when you go everywhere in China, you have to express what you want. Okay, so in English, we say, I want something, and is it you want it or not, something like that.
Yep.
In Chinese, we can say, 要不要?
要不要?
要不要? And the context could be, I give you a cup of tea, and I don't even need to say, that's tea, you see I'm holding a glass.
Yep.
And I say, 要不要? And
要不要?
That means, do you want it or not?
Okay.
It sounds a bit rude in English, but in Chinese, actually, it's quite polite. 要不要?
要不要?
And if you want it, you answer,
要.
That's right. And if you don't want it, you say, 不要.
不要.
And at this time, you may want to add, oh, 不要,谢谢.
Okay, so this makes it a bit more polite.
A bit more polite, but 不要, it doesn't 谢谢. Matter if you don't say it. So, 要 is want. 不要 is don't want. So you want it or not. 要不要?
要不要?
要不要? And the context can be so variable.
I guess it's quite easy to use them because in any situation, often it's obvious what the thing is that you 要 or 不要. So for example, if you're in a shop and you kind of pick up something and you show it to your friend, you're going to buy it. 要不要?
要不要?
Or your friend shows it to you. This one, 要不要? Then you can make a decision. For me, I remember being in like a restaurant meal situation where there are lots of dishes on the table.
要不要 chicken feet?
Yeah. Well, my problem is sometimes I take too long to think. So I've had a really nice dish offered to me and the person says, 要不要? And I'm thinking about, now, do I want it or not? And I'm thinking how to be polite. And, you know, all I need to say is, 要 and take it.
Right.
But I think too much. And by the time I've made my decision, it's already gone.
Oh, no.
It's moved on to the next person.
Yeah, next time, just don't even try to answer. Just grab it.
Good.
And then your action shows what you want.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I think with this particular sentence, I remember growing up, one thing my mum always told us as children was, I want doesn't get.
Yeah, you need to be
because
polite.
Because it's
rude.
Yeah.
I would like.
And we have to say please and things like that. But when asking my friends about this when I was in Taiwan, say, how can I be more polite than just saying, 我要? They say, you don't need to. You know, it's not rude. You have to just get over the fact that it's not rude.
Yes.
It's only rude when you translate it back into English.
Yes.
So you just have to get used to saying, 要 or 不要.
That's right. If you want something which is immediately in front of you, like the apple or the tea or the shirt, you can say 我要.
我要.
我 is I. 我要.
我要.
我要 t-shirt. 我要 tea. 我要 chicken feet, maybe. Yeah, so you say 我要, 或者是, or you can say 我不要.
我不要.
我不要 chicken feet.
我不要 stinky tofu.
我不要 stinky tofu, 我不要 snails, this gargo, 我不要 haggis.
Actually, 我要 stinky tofu, I like it, but...
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, okay, 我要 bubble tea, 我要, 我不要.
So that's really useful in so many situations.
That's right, and then let's teach you one useful phrase. You probably only use that with your wife, basically. So 要我.
要我.
Yeah, I want me.
Want me.
Want me. Or 要你.
要你.
So want you.
You.
Yes. So 要不要.
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 It's very useful. You can use that independently without saying exactly, because in this context, you already know what you're talking about. And if you really want to express what you want, you can add I, which is 我, 我要.
我要.
我要. So it's all easy.
Yeah, it's great. That's really useful.
Yes. And then you mentioned about something I would like to make it more polite. One way of saying it, 我想要.
我想要.
Yes, 我想要. 我 is I, 想 is think. But here it's more like I would.
Would, okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about having something.
Yeah.
我想要.
我想要.
It's more subtle, less direct, but 我要 is actually not an impolite way in Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have a great lesson. 要不要.
要不要.
要.
要.
不要.
不要.
Yeah, and then 不要 is a very good way to reject someone. In certain occasions, there's no need to be polite. For example, if someone been intrusive, you can easily say 不要. And of course, you hear children saying a lot of it, 不要. And you can probably hear that in a public occasion when the mom trying to wipe the face of the baby and the baby say 不要.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today we say 要不要. Or 不要. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and make sure you share what you have learned. 要不要 learn Talk Chinese?
要,
of course. Until next time, 再见.